Hello, this is Herb Burns, and welcome to the podcast, Three Men for Thee in a Realm of Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. We hope to share with you current faith-based topics from authors, community leaders, pastors, and you, the listener, as well. Your hosts for these podcasts are Herb Burns, Jack Bells, and Alan Brown. You can email us with your questions at 3, that's the number 3, MFT at mail.com. Once more, that's 3, MFT at mail.com. We will be posting podcasts bi-weekly and look forward to your comments and questions and hope you will continue to listen to our interviews as we explore topics in the realms of politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. Okay, listeners, welcome back to the international podcast of Three Men for Thee. We are in Marion, North Carolina at the Faith and Freedom Salt and Light Conference. And Jack, can you believe who is sitting between us right
Our
now?
Our very special guest.
My buddy, Leo 2.0.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to have some really interesting dialogue in the next few minutes here. So Leo, generally what we do is we ask about your salvation, how you came to Christ. Jack, I'll leave that off, and we'll just have a conversation of what Christianity means to our republic in America and what we must do to stand up, step up, and step out in these times. So, Jack, go ahead and start us off here.
Okay. Well, again, we are just so pleased to have Brother Leo with us today. And Leo, let's go backwards in time a bit. And tell us how it was. Where did you go to school? Did you go to college? And if you did, where did you go? And what was your major?
Great. Thanks for asking me that question. First of all, God bless this great country. Amen. Amen. God bless America. I went to school in Los Angeles. I was a student of public schools. Went to public schools in Los Angeles as far as elementary school, high school. I decided to go to college at Cal State Dominguez Hills, got a major in political science, wanted to become a teacher. Taught for about 5 years, went on and pursued my master's degree at Pepperdine University, got a master's in education. Always wanted to be a lawyer, even though I wanted to be a teacher. So I stepped down as a school teacher and went to law school at UCLA, and then opened up my law practice and decided to do that for about 25 years, always knowing that God be the glory as far as what allowed me to be where I'm at now, along with my mom and dad and family. So I've been blessed.
Amen. All right. Well, and that's exciting because we all in this country have these opportunities. Some different than others, but we all have the opportunity that God has provided for us. What a blessing it is. And what a blessing you are. So it's amazing to me because at one time I thought about being a lawyer myself. I didn't. I had a great uncle that was, and he was kind of pushing me on in that area. So I have kind of a heart towards people who have made a career in law. But as you've seen, for example, you see what is looking like the smoking ruins of the country that you and I grew up in. Where did we go off the road?
Oh, that's a very excellent question. And let me just simply say this. I'm here today because, as I mentioned, my mom and dad, education is very important. My mom finished just eighth grade. My dad finished high school, but they stressed the importance of school. And that's why, as a school teacher, I wanted to help people. As a lawyer, I want to help people. Back to your question. Where did we go off the rail? When we allow certain individuals who have an agenda to destroy this country to basically infiltrate our universities and our schools. And basically, yes, there is an attempt to destroy the fabric of this country, the educational system, the economic system. And it started, maybe 15, 20 years ago. People know I used to be a Democrat. That party is gone.
Yes.
That party has been destroyed.
Socialist.
That party has been replaced by socialists with an agenda to destroy the greatest country on this planet. And so where did we go wrong? by allowing these individuals to creep into our society, to take over administration, school districts, universities, and they have infiltrated, and now they are in control, unfortunately. Not too long, but they're in control.
Yeah. You know, it's so important. We've got to get God back into our government. You know, I was heard President Trump speak at Mount Rushmore, and he was talking about the American patriots during the Revolutionary War. And the pastors in the churches, they would deliver the sermon. They would then take their robes off, pick their muskets up, and lead their congregation to save the nation. You know, as Christians, don't you think it's time we stood up and saved our nation?
Yes. God is our North Star.
Yes.
He is our North Star. These individuals who want to take over the country, yes. Critical race theory is their North Star.
Yes.
Diversity, inclusion is their North Star. Climate change is their North Star. Yes. This country was founded on the belief that the God Almighty allow us to exist and to enjoy the fruits of his blessings.
Yes.
And we have lost that in this country. They've taken religion out of schools, out of every aspect. They ignore religion.
Yeah.
They attack Catholics because they're Catholics. This can't be done in a country that was founded under the belief of the God Almighty.
Amen.
Now, I'm not what I'm about to say. I'll make a caveat, but I'm going to state a fact. I am thankful that a man named George Washington was willing to pick up a gun and shoot people when necessary. He wasn't a murderer. He did it for love of country, for rescue of country, and to right a wrong. And that was the way that he had in that time.
And we're just stating a historical fact. That's what we're doing here.
We're not advocating go out and pick up your guns and do all this. Don't mean that at all. But what I'm trying to say is I'm thankful he had the courage to do that. Leo, do we have people today, in your opinion, that have enough courage? Do we have enough people with enough courage to get this country turned around?
We have the courage.
Yes.
We have courage right here.
Well, here's one right here.
Here's two right here. We have a belief and love for this country because we believe in God.
Amen.
Do we have enough people? It's a good question, because we're fighting against those who want people to turn away from God. Yep. So we have to appeal to you. We have to work 24/7. We have to expand the word of God, because the other side has closed doors to the ears of others. And our job now is critical, because our country is at stake. Our nation is at stake.
So if I could ask another question here, as you look at the border situation, which we believe to be horrendous, and we're being lied to on a daily basis by our government, what's going on? Why do you think that a president or a political party would be so for a country with no borders?
First of all, you're being kind to them. They have invaded.
Yes.
They have allowed an invasion into the United States of America. We are being invaded right now as we speak.
Yes.
You ask the question, most important question, why? Because they want to destroy America.
And the population is being moved to cities where they can control the votes.
Exactly. They want to destroy everything that we, the founding fathers, built upon: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, religion. They want to destroy it. They're socialists. They're communists. They believe in this global world. They don't want America to exist the way we know it. That's why. That is the reason why. No other reason. They want to destroy God and country.
For sure. Now, I've come to know you on Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd love to hear the story. How did that connection get going and get started? And part number two, what do you think is the direct, because I'm a little worried about Fox News, and what do you think about
it? Well, first of all, the way I'm here next to you two great men of God is because in 2020, I was a Democrat. At least the old Democratic Party.
Yeah.
I believe in the old Democratic Party. I can tell you a story where I disagreed with the Democratic Party and I quit certain organizations because they didn't believe in God and country. They didn't believe in the right of life.
Well, I'll tell you, one time I was a Kennedy Democrat,
yeah,
but I switched.
Right, because those were Democrats who believe in God and country, the pledge. That party is no longer in existence. But let me get to 2020. I saw a guy who claims to be president, Joe Biden, who went on TV when he was running for president and said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. That's the first thing. That is one of the most racist statements you could ever make. And this guy is running our country, which I don't believe he is. It is one of the most racist statements ever made. That's not all of it. In the summer of 2020, we had riots. We had destruction, burning. We had a call for defunding the police. There is no civilized society without law and order. You couple this racist comment, defunding the police, recklessness, and allowing criminals to roam the street, it was time for me to leave the Democratic Party and welcome myself to the Republican Party and proud to vote for Donald J. Trump. Wow. Very proud. And I look back now and I say I made the right decision. The Democratic Party is not the JFK Party. It's not even the Bill Clinton Party, if you want to say that. It's gone.
Yeah.
It has been lost. And until we save it, we have to save it or save something. There's not a party in here other than this current Republican Party that represents God and country.
Well, I got to tell you something. Our very first podcast interview was with Reverend C.L. Bryant. Mm-hmm. And he's a black Christian patriot pastor, and he did a movie called Runaway Slave. And the movie is about our government enslaving us. And that's exactly what they're trying to do today.
No, you're absolutely right. They want power and control over our lives. They don't want us to have liberty. They don't want us to have freedom. They don't want us to have religion. They want to tell us what to do. They want to destroy everything that makes this country unique. If this country was so bad, why are there hundreds of thousands of people trying to get into this country?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Amen.
Because they understand it. That this country is free, liberty, freedom of religion.
Absolutely. So one of the parts that I was fascinated as I begin to see your appearances on various Fox shows. How did that come about? How did they find Leo?
Yeah.
1.0.
Well, my friend, I will tell you. They saw the transformation. And I want to be upfront and honest with you. When I was a Democrat, I articulated a position. But when I just told you about racist Joe Biden and the lack of support for law enforcement, I left the Democratic Party. I started campaigning for Donald Trump. I start supporting what is in the best interest of this great country. Fox executives called me, asked me to become a contributor, and currently I work for Fox. And Fox has never, I'm going to be honest, speaking for myself, they have never told me to slow it down. I preach, what I'm telling you is what I have freedom of speech. What I'm telling you right now, I can say on Fox News, everyone knows I'm a Trump supporter. I believe in God and country. I think the Democratic Party has lost it, completely lost it. And I'm doing everything I can to restore this country. Everything I can. Being on this program
is a
help to restore the greatness of America.
Yeah.
Now, when you were a Democrat,
please don't punish me too much.
Well, my dad was a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I confront him, we began to see the shift. This didn't happen overnight.
Right.
As we began to see the shift, I registered as a Republican the minute when I turned 21, and we had to be 21 back in the
days.
To start voting, I voted Republican. I made one mistake in my life. I voted for Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
And that's only because he put out books about being saved and born again. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, and I made that mistake. And I've never made it again. However, as we look at this situation that we are in, and we're in it for sure, how do you think is the best way for the average guy? Because as my dad used to tell me, he would say, son, the reason I'm a Democrat, and I'm sure you've heard this, the reason I'm a Democrat is because for the little guy.
Yes, yes.
So first of all, my first part of my question, how do you respond to that, Leo Terrell, when you hear
it? You're absolutely right. I think that's why a lot of individuals became Democrats, because they were for the little guy. That's not existent. That's not exist. The party that represents the little guy, the middle class, it's the Republican Party. The Democrats are trying to destroy the middle class.
Yes.
They're destroying the little guy. They're taking away our right to do business, our right to worship, our right to send our kids to school.
It's breaking the family
up. They don't believe in the family. Yeah. They destroy the family. We have, and being on this podcast and being here in North Carolina today, we have a fundamental obligation to get people reconnected with God,
amen,
with
yes,
country,
yes,
with liberty and yes, freedom. They have lost it.
Yes.
So it's going to take a long time. It's going to this is a step.
Yes.
And I'm here today to tell people, I'm willing, listen, I don't know how many years I have on this planet before God takes me.
We don't know when we're going.
We don't know. But I'm telling you, I'm doing everything I can to turn this country back to God first, not second, first, our North Star. So we have a lot of work to do, man. And I'm here. I'm here to make sure we restore that. And going back to your question, so people can decide to enjoy the middle class. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can never stop pursuing the mission for God, for you and God.
Amen. That's beautifully said, Leo. It really is. We've interviewed a number of people, but I don't think I've ever heard such clarity.
Oh, yeah.
And also, if I could ask you this,
please,
because you travel.
Yes.
As you travel away, what do you see? When Leo looks at America, does he see at least a flicker of hope?
Yeah. Good point. Great question. Super question. You know what? You know what I'm experiencing, and I feel it, but it's not large enough. People will come up to me and say, I support you. We got to get this country. We got to get this country back. I've seen you. And there are people who are afraid to talk out loud.
Yes.
People who are afraid because they know what's going on in this country. They know we're in the wrong direction. They want to turn the country around. So do I see a flicker of hope? Yes. It's not large enough. It has to be much, much bigger. Because it's there, but it's not big enough. And I my confidence right now, I got to get it to grow a lot more, because we have to. We have to win next year.
Oh.
It is mandatory.
It's a turning point.
It is.
Yeah. Don't you also see, I'm beginning to see a Christian revolution and revelation taking place. When you look at some of these college churches where the students are just swarming the prayer sessions and finding Christ. I mean, we don't see it in the news, but it's spreading all across our nation.
You're 100% correct. And the reason why you don't see the news, because the mainstream media, 95%, is in the pocket of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
The CNN, the MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, they're all in the pocket. They don't want the masses to see it, but it's swelling. Yes. And you know what they did? They made a mistake. Like I said again, they went after religion, the FBI, the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, they went after Catholics. They're trying to destroy the Catholic Church. They don't want religion. Religion is too much of a threat to their plan to destroy America. Yeah. But I see it. There is a strong faith in this country that is rising. And if it rises with our young people, we're in good hands.
Yeah. We have to continue to be the lamp on the path where others can see Christ acting in us. You know, I was in Belarus one time, which was a former communist country, and a stranger walked up to me and he said, I got to ask you a question. How come you're always smiling? In these communist countries, they have their heads down and they're not smiling. I said, because Christ is in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm smiling. And they looked dumbfounded. They didn't know what to think. And we got to get him in here if we're going to make a change out there.
Christ calms you down.
Yeah.
It takes away the stress.
Yeah.
takes away your problems.
Yeah.
Gives you a center.
Yes.
Gives you a moral compass.
Yes.
That North Star.
Yes.
That's the reason why. And that's why we're blessed.
Yes.
We're blessed. He put us here to do his work.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do. Amen. And we're doing it.
Well, what's Leo working on now? You have another book coming out, or what's going on?
Look, I'll tell you honestly. First of all, I'm blessed to be here. I really am. I'm blessed to be here, but I have my goal, what I'm doing right now, what I'm doing up until, my immediate goal is to save this country. We got to win the election. So I am campaigning every day. I am here because I want to get the message out. Remember the small, do I see any flickers of hope? I see a lot of flickers here. And I want to keep moving and expanding. So my immediate 15-month goal is to win this country and take it away from these demons who are controlling this country right now, these bad leaders. So that's my goal. What happens there, God will tell me.
Okay, if I were to put a message up on our screen, our video here, how could our listeners support you and reach out to you and help you in your mission and vision?
Well, we got to support you guys. Watch you. We have to really help me get people to vote. Get people out to vote. Vote. We need to take over. And I'll tell you right now, it starts with the small school districts.
Yes.
The small city, not just Washington, D.C., local city councils. They're getting involved. I'm making a place for all of you out there. If you are interested in helping me, contact me. Let's start expanding the idea of putting religion back in schools. Let's start focusing on God and country. Let's start getting the message out. Let's start getting the word out. I'm interested in those projects.
So is there an email I could post on this video?
Yes. Contact me. Here's my email address. Civil, C-I-V-I-L, 1975. Don't laugh at me. At AOL. I still use AOL.com.
Okay.
I'll repeat it again. Civil, C-I-V-I-L, 1975, at AOL.com.
Okay. I still have an AOL account. Too.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome. You working on a book?
I'm not working on a book right now. Yeah. Honestly, truly, I'm working on getting President Donald J. Trump elected.
Okay.
That is my ultimate goal 24/7. And I'm not tired. I can work 24/7 every day.
Yeah.
Not only for Donald Trump, but for God.
No, I almost get sick when I hear somebody say January 6th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just turns my stomach.
Yeah, see, that's the Democratic game where they play around with January 6th. They don't talk about the summer riots.
Yeah.
People burning, killing, murdering, burning down. No problem there. They don't talk about, trying to infiltrate Catholic schools and punish people who believe in God and country. It's always January 6th. And I got news for you. That dog won't hunt any longer because people are aware that you had government agents involved in that January 6th situation. And there's a lot of people who are not being prosecuted who should be prosecuted. We got a corrupt FBI, we got a corrupt Department of Justice, and we have a corrupt White House.
Yeah. We have friends who were there that day. They said they saw vans pull up, people get out of the vans.
In the Capitol.
Yeah, in the Capitol.
I'm not surprised by that because there's a lot that we don't know. And that dog and pony show that the House did a year ago, that insurrection hearing, that was a waste of time. That was nothing more than political propaganda. No truth, all lies.
Yes, yes.
Well, Leo Terrell, we want to thank you so much.
Oh, man. Are you kidding?
You are our brother.
Yes.
Are you kidding? My pleasure.
This is awesome.
Watch these two guys.
Watch this guy.
Watch these two guys.
Is there going to be a Leo 3.0?
No.
Leo 2.0.
2.0? This is it. This is it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we pray for your efforts with the upcoming elections.
Thank you. God bless all of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Did you know that the ancient prophet Job once asked the question, "If a man dies, shall he live again?" The one book that gives us the correct answer to this age-old and perplexing question is the Bible. Within its pages, we find out that we die because we have all sinned against the God of the Bible by breaking His Ten Commandments. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." We all have to admit at some time, someplace, we have all broken God's law, and so now you know why we die. So what about Job's question? Is there indeed life after death? The Bible again answers this question that we all wonder about. The answer is unequivocally yes. However, the Bible also solemnly warns in Hebrews 9:27, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." So to summarize, we know that we all are sinners, we all die, there is life after death, and there is a judgment that awaits all of us. Fortunately, God made a way for us to prepare for this judgment. It's clear from Scripture that we can't do anything to save ourselves. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Acts 8:20 says, "But Peter said to him, 'Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money.'" No amount of money or good works of any kind are going to help us. So what can we do? Again, the Scripture is clear as to what we must do. First, we must repent. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Simply put, this means to be willing to change your mind about who Jesus is. Jesus was not just a great teacher, a good person, or a prophet. The Scripture tells us He was God in the flesh. John 1:1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word referred to here is Jesus Himself. Second, after we repent, then we are to receive. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name." Acts 16:31, "So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.'" And so we close this podcast with this invitation. Christ says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be wool." If you would like further information on becoming a Christian, or perhaps you have a question about the Bible or anything that's on your mind, please contact us at 3mft@mail.com. Thanks again for listening, and join us next time for another podcast in the realm of politics, prophecy, and the supernatural.